Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. Brock Olson joining me in studio. Brock, we had Stephanie write in. She says she's been hearing a lot. It's about red flags. We talk about tons of red flags here. Every time you come in, there's always someone bringing up something. I think we talked not too long ago about the ick that people are getting and things of that nature. But Stephanie wants to focus on the positive, the green flags. For your experience, being a dating expert, she's looking for your opinion on what are the top three green flags that women should look for in a potential man.
Yep. Stephanie, thank you again so much for writing this in. I was just saying, you know, before we went to the music and commercial break that, yeah, it is very, very true. So many of us are so focused, hyper fixated, if you will, on red flags, spotting bad behavior, spotting bad patterns. It's second nature to us. That's how we got to where we are in the world today, is by identifying things that we don't want to replicate, things that we want to avoid. So that's, you know, it does have its benefits, but there is an issue. And when we are dating and we're focusing so much on red flags, we can often self-sabotage relationships. We can disqualify people because we're not really leading with confidence. We're not leading with hope. We're instead dating with a fear mindset. And so what you're going to end up doing is just going on dates, having these experiences, and the smallest little thing that doesn't rub you right, you're going to question it. You're going to go to your group chats. You're going to go to your friends, your family, your social media, whatever it is. And all of those places are going to tell you, you need to drop that guy or you need to drop that girl, whatever it is. And it doesn't really promote, your ability to, I guess, look at the potential of a relationship. Because here's the fact of the matter. Nobody's perfect. Nothing is perfect. There's going to be some things that you have to compromise on. Gino, last week we were talking about an ick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that a red flag? Last week, the guy hit his glass to get a waiter's attention. Does that mean the relationship needs to be thrown away because everything else he did was immaculate?
Great. Yeah.
But she was considering if she should throw the relationship away. And that is one of the dangers of having this hyperfixation on red flags and not spotting the green flags. And so you did ask me, what are some green flags that women should be looking for in guys? And I did bring them, so I'm going to read them here. And, the biggest one, in my opinion, and this is what I think separates men from boys, is emotional maturity. It's foundational for a healthy relationship. And, you can see this by the way he handles, challenges or conflicts, and, of course, his emotions. So, yours as well. When he sees how you're reacting, he knows how to respond, and he's very, very in tune with that. And what that looks like what I want you to look for is, does he take accountability for his actions? Can he express his feelings without shutting down or getting defensive? I know a lot of women are listening right now. They're like, oh, I've experienced that before. The bad side of that. So if he's able to do those things, if he's emotionally mature, that is definitely a big, big green flag. The next one is consistency. Are his words matching his actions? When he says he's going to be somewhere, is he there? Is he on time when he sets something up? Is there integrity in the things that he says? Is there congruency? And you want to make sure that there's a positive pattern of that. If he says he's going to do something, is he a man of his word? That is a big, big green flag. And then the other is, how does he treat other people? How does he treat his friends, his family, strangers? That can really tell you a lot about his character. And so does he have empathy and respect for other people? That is that small list right there is so important in assessing whether you have the potential of being with somebody that is going to be a good partner, a good teammate. Not worrying about if he's hitting his glass to get a server's attention. He didn't, and I keep referring back to this, he wasn't doing that to be disrespectful. He thought he was doing everything correct, but was he being respectful? He left a good tip, so that's respect in my opinion. And the fact that we are struggling so much to see that, but we only focus on that little behavior of hitting the glass, that's what I want to really encourage a lot of people to kind of step back, look at the big picture of things. No one's going to be perfect. No experience, no situation, no dynamic is going to be. There's going to be little compromises. There's going to be moments where you have to look and see, hey, is this actually a deal breaker? Is he being disrespectful? Does he understand my emotional state? Does he understand his? Does he know how to communicate? Is he a well-rounded person? Because those types of green flags are the ones that, in my opinion, are not that abundant. And you need to be able to spot those in order to, you know, feel confident in dating. And listen, I said earlier, the reason that we're so good at spotting red flags is because a lot of us have been hurt before. A lot of us have gone through some really bad dating experiences, and the last thing we want to do is replicate that. But if you will go into dating with confidence in your ability to survive red flags, to work through red flags, to spot the green ones, you're going to approach it with a completely different mindset, one that's actually built on empowerment and not out of fear. So that's really what I want, Stephanie, for you and all the women that are listening to take away from this, is that when you're hyper fixated on red flags, that to me breeds a fear mindset. And if you're really about looking for the green flags, that's going to be a lot more confident.
Yeah. I think it's a good life lesson in general. The positive outlook is always the best way to go, I think. I
agree.
So thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Stephanie, for writing in. Again, you out there, if you have a question for Brock, send that email now. We'll get you on the list. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also send your questions directly to Brock if you wish. You can follow him on social media, slide into those DMs, and you can also check out his website, BrockOlson.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Mind's Eye. That is something that Brock has developed that will help you in your everyday life. Brock, we appreciate you, and we'll take next week off for the holiday, and we'll see you in December.
Sounds good.